This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, the evil twins are on the House calendar for the first time for a possible first ever vote. With a $10 billion ceiling, a solicitation is out for one of the most anticipated IT services contracts of the year. And a 2022 IRS watchdog investigation leads to 26 firings and much more. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Monday, December 5th, 2022. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. The Education Department didn't need to look far to find its new CIO. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has the details.
Luis Lopez, who has been with the Education Department since 2017, is the agency's new Chief Information Officer. He replaces Jason Gray, who moved to the U.S. Agency for International Development in August to be its CIO. Lopez joined Education 5 years ago as the Chief of Operational Services for the Enterprise Technology Services Division. In that role, he led all IT service delivery and customer service for the department. Before coming to Education, Lopez worked for the Defense Health Agency and for the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The State Department is out with its solicitation for one of the most anticipated IT services contracts of the year. State released the final request for proposals late on Friday for Evolve, a 6.5-year multi-award contract with a $10 billion ceiling. State is asking vendors to provide services across 5 functional categories, including cloud and data centers, application development, and end-user support services. Responses to the RFP are due by January 18th. Space Force joins Central Command at MacDill Air Force Base in Florida as the newest member of the Combatant Command. The Guardians will take responsibility for satellite communications, missile warnings, and other duties for monitoring space in the CENTCOM region. The area of responsibility covered by the command includes over 4 million square miles of Northeast Africa, the Middle East, and Central and South Asia. Space Force recently joined the Indo-Pacific Command in Hawaii and will join U.S. Forces Korea before the end of the year. An IRS watchdog documents investigations into the agency's workforce. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has the details.
The Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration received more than 1,200 complaints or allegations made against IRS employees in the latter half of fiscal 2022. Of those investigations, 26 ended with the IRS firing an employee. Another 21 cases resulted in the suspension or reduction in grade of an employee, and 51 employees received a formal warning. Another 89 employees retired or left the agency prior to the end of the watchdog investigation. TIGDA says its closed investigations also resulted in the IRS taking administrative action against 400 contractor employees. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
Federal employees are becoming less satisfied with their pay. Pay satisfaction dropped from 61% to 56% between 2021 and 2022. That's according to the results of the latest Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. It's the steepest decline of any measurement under the Global Satisfaction Index this year. The Office of Personnel Management says the drop in pay satisfaction was likely because of increased cost of living this year, without a corresponding pay increase for most employees. A new Defense Department office aims to fund long-term technology innovation. The Office of Strategic Capital, or OSC, will offer a government partnership to tech companies to get extra funding or loans for projects that have defense applications. The OSC plans to focus on policy, acquisition, and research to increase the amount of capital available. The program is designed to fill the gap for funding to get new technologies fully developed and also help the U.S. companies compete with foreign counterparts that get financial support from their governments to develop technology. One advocacy group makes a final push on Congress to repeal Social Security's evil twins. Federal News Network's Drew Friedman has more.
Both the windfall elimination provision and the government pension offset would be repealed under the Social Security Fairness Act. Advocates of the bill, like the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association, or NARF, say WEP and GPO unfairly reduce or eliminate Social Security benefits for federal retirees. Some version of the Social Security Fairness Act has been introduced each year for decades, but this is the first time the legislation has made it onto the House calendar to be considered for a floor vote. Drew Friedman, Federal News Network.
Cyber leaders are exploring new security measures for both feds and their customers. Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday reports.
The Federal Chief Information Security Officer Council is reviewing multi-factor authentication tools and policies across agencies. The goal is to give feds and citizens more flexibility in how they can securely access federal data and services. Stephen Hernandez is CISO at the Department of Education and co-chairman of the CISO Council.
I think one thing we're seeing coming out of the council is this strong urge to say, citizens, we are going to make the highest security options available to you, so you choose how much security you want when you're interacting with the federal government.
Justin Doubleday, Federal News Network.
The Department of Homeland Security's Cyber Safety Review Board will take a close look at the activities of a notorious hacking group. The board announced its second ever review will examine cyber attacks associated with Lapsus. The group is connected to hacks affecting some of the world's largest companies and multiple critical sectors like healthcare and government facilities. The review board will analyze Lapsus tactics and offer recommendations to help organizations protect themselves. The Department of Homeland Security is creating AI champions across its components as part of its upcoming Black Belt program. DHS Chief Technology Officer David Larimore says the agency is identifying AI experts in areas that include fraud, biometrics, and statistical modeling. Larimore says several DHS components are making huge strides in data sharing, especially in immigration operations.
Because of that data sharing, we have actually been able to process and help hundreds of thousands of people.
Find these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Monday, December 5th, 2022, I'm Peter Masurlian.
The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with two chews a day. Visit RadioBeats, BEETS.com, and save 15% with promo code DEAL.